Low temperature 46. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. Friday's high 53. Saturday looks like a dry day, but mild. High around 60. Sunday's looking great. High temperature in the mid to upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Best day of the weekend. And we'll be near 70 Monday and still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On other planets. Maybe life we don't know about here on this planet. Do you think our government knows something they won't tell us? Do you believe the government is withholding information from the citizens of the United States of America in an attempt to control us? Then you, my friend, believe in conspiracies. Join David Earnest for the next 60 minutes, along with noted conspiracy theorist Terry Adams, as we bring you something the government does not want you to know. The truth. Oh, it's really scary, the truth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show, Thursday night edition. It is conspiracy night here. And, you know, I have people tell me that this is probably one of their most favorite nights of the week when we do the program, is when we kind of go off track and do the conspiracy stuff, and when we have our friend Terry Adams in here to guide us along the way.
That's right.
And of course, love it. David Earnest here to kind of keep us financially sound. And Princess Leia is in town. She's here this evening. And of course, Chris. Now, you came in last night, but you were busy getting the kids off to on their trip.
Safe in St. Louis. They're safe in St. Louis.
Safe in St. Louis. That sounds like a movie. Wasn't Tom Hanks in that?
I think so. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, yeah. Glad to be here. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm always glad to be here.
We've got a lot to talk about. We need to talk about, first off, we need to talk about the dance. You two,
yes.
Fill everybody in on that. And I got something over here for in a minute.
Okay. We know now where the dance will be taking place. The Valentine's Dance for veterans, veterans' families, veterans' friends. Don't think just because you're not a veteran yourself or a straight, like your father or your mom was one. Somewhere around there was a veteran that you're kin to. Mm-hmm. So you're invited to be. Invited to the Veterans Dance, mm-hmm. February the 7th, 7 p.m.
Now, it has a home now.
It has a home, and I'm going to let Leah talk about that.
Okay, guys, so the Veterans Day Dance is going to be, like David said, at the Tuskegee VA, which is 2400 Hospital Road in Tuskegee, and you can donate, sponsor, come, and in order to get tickets, you need to call 334-272-4748 for more ticket information.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
Is that it? Does that cover it?
That's right.
And
well, if you come, you'll get to see some really good action.
Well, you know, Fat Daddy will be there.
Fat Daddy. Elvis will be there.
Elvis will be there.
And maybe
Young Elvis
is supposed to come.
And
Dueling Elvis will definitely come. Dueling Elvises.
Right. Well, I'll take care of that.
You'll see the duel of the Elvises.
I will make sure that's taken care of.
Yes.
And there's gifts.
There's gifts.
Oh, gifts. Yes.
Oh, gifts.
Valentine's gifts to the ladies.
Ooh,
bring your ladies.
Yeah, I know what that is. And there'll be photo opportunities
with
the king.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'll be there, but when you take a picture of me, it kind of looks like Bigfoot walking away. So don't waste your time. No. That's what it's going to look like.
But we're so happy and glad to be helping and be in association with the Veterans Administration because, you know, they've done so much for us. Look, we wouldn't even be here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about all the stuff that we're free to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We would be speaking German or
probably
something. Something would not be good.
That's right.
Well, and the director, Earl Hawkins, just really wanted to reiterate that this is kind of like a bright spot in the Veterans Day, and this might be something that they, this might be the only thing that they get to look forward to maybe the whole year. So mm-hmm. if we could, like, come and make it a really good, fun time for them and just celebrate them, that's really mm-hmm. the most important thing.
Now, that's right. Just taking a poll here. Now, Terry, are you affiliated with the military in any way?
No.
Okay.
I like them.
Well, yeah, you like
what they did. Okay.
Yeah.
My dad was a Korean veteran. Uh-huh. My grandfather on his side was a World War I veteran.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And his grandfather was a Civil War veteran. So I guess, you know, I'm the only one that's an oddball.
Okay. And Chris,
yes.
you were in the Army?
Army.
In the Army. How many years were you in the Army?
Almost 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
That's a long time. And the other day I went to the veterinarian, so that kind of, that doesn't
there you go.
That does not you know, qualify me for anything. So.
Not quite.
Mm-hmm. You're qualified.
Well, I got my shot.
You're bona fide.
I'm a bonehead. That's what it is. Now, moving on. We'll talk about that some more later.
Okay.
We've got a commercial coming for it, so you'll hear about it. But we talked about this yesterday. Our beloved governor, Kay Ivey.
Been hearing about it.
Has come out of the governor's mansion, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And she's walking the dog. First dog, is it Missy?
Misty?
It's one of the two. Anyway, she's walking her puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And she accidentally, she trips and falls. Long story short, she's having to, I think she hurt her shoulder. And she's having to wear a sling.
Right.
Well, now, you know well as I do. You see somebody fall,
mm-hmm.
you're like, but then you find out they're not really hurt that bad,
yeah.
and you kind of laugh about it a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, not many people know this. You know, they got video security out there,
uh-huh.
but they have audio security
uh-oh.
As well.
No.
So what I did is I called in a few favors, and I actually got the audio feed.
You did?
From when... Governor,
well, I don't want any black helicopters.
Well, they
this
probably,
is a conspiracy.
They
not
probably heard it already. But anyway, this is the sound from where Governor Kay Ivey fell down the steps while walking the dog. And if you listen through and to the end, you'll even hear the first dog's reaction to her fall.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. Please, Jesus, please. My shoe. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. I'm halfway down now. Help me,
there's the dog. All right, so that was Governor Ivey falling down.
I hope it wasn't like that.
She sounds like a black man. Is it just me?
Well, when you fall like that, sometimes your voice
kind of comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But we're glad she's okay.
Yes, we are. Definitely.
That was just me being silly. Okay, now let's jump right into it. What are we?
Conspiracy? Well, this is a conspiracy show.
Yes.
What I wanted to talk about tonight was mm-hmm. Obamacare. Got into bed with Big Pharma.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Shocker.
And, you know, we've been doing a little research. We may have a physician call, and we'll ask him about how he feels about
mm-hmm.
how that worked out. But Obamacare premiums can't hide, I'm reading a headline here,
mm-hmm.
can't hide long-term pain Donald Trump is trying to fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Republicans are really easing the premium pain. Believe it or not, you know, they're going to, you know, the Republicans were going to cause all this trouble because they were going to, you know, going to take off this and do that.
Sure.
Well, Republicans took off the penalty. That actually reduced the problem.
Yep.
The problem has gone, the cost, I read somewhere, has gone down somewhere around 2% this year versus last year.
Mm-hmm.
Guess why?
Why?
Probably because they reduced the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, they were saying, oh, it's going to make it better. It's going to make it better. The penalty didn't have anything to do with it.
Do you know how much the penalty was?
It was quite a bit. If it was based upon your...
like your income, maybe?
Income or something. Okay. It was pretty bad.
I just didn't know if we had that exact number.
I don't have the exact number, no.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can we have a new name? Can we get rid of Obamacare?
What about Affordable Care Act?
If we just change it, let's just name it something else.
What about Unaffordable Care Act?
Well, exactly. There you go. For the most part, I think has been.
The Patriot Act? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
So Obamacare had a lot of backroom deals. You know, they talk about all these backroom deals that went on recently, you know, with like the Secure Act and the backroom deals that the Democrats did with the Republicans to, you know, to try to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right.
You notice they all do this in the back room and no one knows until they get through doing whatever they do in the back room.
That's how they do it, though.
I wonder what goes in that back room. That's a bad
It goes back to a core belief of mine, David, is if you have to hide something, then there's something that needs to be hidden there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like GMOs, they spent billions to keep us from putting labeling on food that has GMOs. Why? Because you don't want people to know what's in it.
Now
that means there's something bad in it.
GMO is a growth...
Genetically modified
organism.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And, it's like, you know, I went to the Whopper King over there. What is it? The Burger King. Went over there and got me one of them Impossible Whoppers.
Oh, yeah, the meatless burgers.
Yeah, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. I was thinking about going back getting another one. Well, you know, they were like $7 for these things.
Wow.
So I'm thinking, you know, they're good, but they're not that good.
Not $7
good. No, not $7
I heard there's something in them.
Well, that's the thing. They got enough estrogen in.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And it says, I'm serious.
I believe it.
And it said that men could develop breasts. Well,
that might help a certain segment.
I'm in the point of my life. I'm in the point of my life. I don't need no hamburger in the development of said man boobs.
Amen.
But the thing is, since that came out, they've dropped it down, and now it's in the 2 for $6 over there, so the thing's $3.
Right.
And I noticed Kentucky Fried Chicken is coming out with plant-based chicken. I'm like, why not? Are we running out of chicken? Do they want us all to be running?
I don't know, but there's a lot of folks that's gone chicken.
Well,
I was just reading right here that Obama promised repeatedly an end to closed-door negotiations and complete openness for the health care talks.
That was during
They even promised and insinuated they would put it on television so people could hear how it was going to fold out.
I remember that.
And then they went to the back door, the back room.
He lied.
He lied.
180 degrees.
Surprise. 180 degrees.
Surprise.
Opposite. And then the lobbyist of the big pharma got in there.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, a drug that cost $15 now costs $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Obama.
I know. It's just, it's a shame that people, especially older people, have to make a choice between medicine and something other.
It's a horrible choice.
It's terrible. And I think if everything will finally settle down from this farce that we've been watching, that our president might be able to do something about it.
But now, we talked about this yesterday. Lee and I have run across something, and they're going to come on the our show Monday.
Right.
But we have found a potential big answer for folks that are making too much money to get on Medicaid, but still not making enough money to be able to pay for $1,200 a month premium for one person on Obamacare with some kind of metallic plan that probably tastes so bad in your mouth, the metal of it, you know, has high deductibles and, you know, you can only use maybe Walmart or whoever, you know, one drug company, pharma, and you can only go to certain doctors maybe. It depends. But the point is, how in the world can a person who can't hardly afford a premium anyway afford a $6,000 or a $12,000 out-of-pocket, you know, deductible?
I don't think they could.
Exactly. They can't. That's the whole point.
So, you know, the conspiracy of this whole thing is that it's a joke. You know, they said they were going to have medical insurance for all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was going to be. You could keep your doctor. You could keep your plan.
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Except you can't do any of it.
The plans got changed so much they look like Frankenstein.
Yep. Ooh. He lied.
That's an ugly plan. I got so many calls last night about what y'all were talking about. Yeah. You know, the insurance or the doctors.
Oh, yeah. Because
that's where the majority of people fall, though.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. We are going to try our best to get the word out. Matter of fact, we're going to make it part of our marketing to try to talk to people about how to get medical expenses paid for free when you're stuck in the middle. In other words, you can't afford Obamacare and you can't qualify for Medicaid because there is a way, and we found it. We have found it.
Cool.
All right.
Like
and,
the Holy Grail.
Who is this young woman? Or did you just say it was
Molly Stone is the director of the program.
And she'll be here Monday night.
Monday night.
That's the plan.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. That's going to be a great show.
Right.
And speaking of great shows, you know, if you missed a show, you can go to the WACV website, and all of them are saved right there on the podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I think just about every show we've done so far is on there. And, of course, Greg Budell, his shows are on there. Dan Moore's shows, Joey's shows, everybody that's on the radio here in town is, on this radio station, is on there. And you can listen to them, download them, show them to your friends.
Right, and I can put a link to the Facebook, guys, so it's a little bit easier. So if you go to the Earnest Financial Facebook, you'll be able to find it there after the show.
Good. Cool. How about that?
I want to know, Terry, what do you think about the coronavirus?
Well, they've tried three other ones before that, and
so do you think like the government it has something to do with it?
Well, the patent was filed in 2015, if I'm not mistaken.
Is this for the vaccine?
No. Yeah, 2015.
This is
for the virus. It's patented. It was man-made. Yeah, yeah. Making the lab.
And so it just kind of got out by accident.
Yeah. What are the chances?
How about this?
So like bio warfare.
I think I saw that on a movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what it is. I think Morgellons is a bioweapon.
I think you're right on that, mm-hmm. Terry. I've read a lot of that stuff you gave me, and I believe it. I believe that stuff is really something that backfired, and they don't want to admit it.
Mm. They entered the coronavirus in 2015, and it actually got the patent in 2018.
Yeah, it's out there. And I tried to post that on Facebook, and Facebook said, this is fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Facebook is judging fake news now?
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that something?
180 degrees.
Hello, pot. Just a kettle calling.
That's it.
Yeah.
Health and wellness, Chris.
But, you know, I hear that Chris is fielding a phone call now. If you'd like to call us and jump in on this conversation, 272-9228. It's 272-9228. And if you want to call David Earnest and talk to him about your finances, 279-7431.
That's
talk
right.
To David.
279-7431.
Terry. If you want to talk to Terry about some equipment to ride around in the yard on, that kind of stuff, what's your number, Terry?
You can call the show right now, or 271-5500 is the Adams number. We're having a big open house. We have corporate here, big semis out front.
When is that now?
No, tomorrow and Saturday.
Awesome. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, right. Free demo rides. Kawasaki's doing it.
Oh man.
I can see me out there jumping in the ditches and stuff with that.
It's going to be fun.
It will be.
You know, you've never seen a motorcycle parked outside of a psychiatrist's office. There's a reason.
I've heard that. I've heard
it's therapy,
that.
Man. That's it right. really is.
All right. I believe we've got Randall on the phone. And is this the Randall that we all know and love? Randall?
Well, I don't know, man. I hope you love me. And I don't want to be so known. But
You just got to behave now, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
no curse words. Okay.
No,
I know. It slipped out, but you just got to be careful. You go ahead. You got a question?
Kind of, going back to the soybean. I mean, it all goes back to this meatless stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the soybean. It's exactly how they took Japan over. And it's exactly how they, I mean, it's all that little plan to, you know what I mean, to kind of, it's the feminizers. And it works. It's worked in Japan. I mean, and it continues to work today. I mean, all this eat. I mean, I'm not saying that if you got cancer, you should quit eating red meats and anything with acid in it. Point blank in the store, and you know what I mean? No, nothing with, you know, there's some oily fish, but if you don't fall for this stuff. That's like Terry said, and I always thought, like, you know what I mean? I had to do a little soul search and I backed up. I just want to, you know, work on one thing that, you know what I mean, I can make a difference in, you know, change him. And I, you know what I mean? The kind of thing that hung on me was, you know, what's between us black and white folks, you know what I mean? Like what keeps us torn apart so much, but when you go to research and you're trying to put this stuff, pen to paper, and where you can articulate it, all of it combines. You know what I mean? The news that's put out today, and this is like the coronavirus. I mean, it's like you said, they invented 2015, but why were they working on it, you know, 8 miles away from that little market? Why were they, you know what I mean, breaking it back down? They weren't 8 miles from that point. They probably wasn't even 8 miles. I can't think of the name of the building they was in, but you can go, they was over there working on that same virus.
What were they doing without playing with it and let it go?
That's what I want to know, because I didn't even know we had a patent on it. Now, they over there in China with our patent playing with it, and it gets in one, and they say it comes through the animals. Well, I mean, they just run up the road playing with it. Mm-hmm. So why were they? I mean, that's the, you know, I mean, it just don't, you know, it don't, that part don't make no sense. I didn't mean to get off topic about the...
Darn clever, those Chinese.
Yeah.
Hey, Randall, we got to run, man. We got some other callers coming in. And, hey, we love you, man, and we appreciate you. And you call us anytime.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Take care. That's Randall, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Randall.
From Randall.
Bye, Randall.
He's a sport. Now, he's something. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, did our other call go well?
Yeah, the call went.
It'll come back. Yeah. It's 6:22 now here on the Thursday evening version of the program. Terry Adams here with us. Terry, what's going on over at Adams?
We're having a big Kawasaki event tomorrow.
The big open house.
Yeah. Well, it's more of a corporate demo ride. They're bringing like 30 bikes. So if you have a motorcycle endorsement on your license, mm-hmm. you know, you have to sign a waiver so you can't sue us if you drop the bike. And
now, these are like nice. This is not like something I'll be riding around in the pasture with. This would be something.
No. These are everything from a Z125 all the way up. I think they're bringing one of the H2s, one of the supercharged 1000.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
I'm at the point in my life where I would need
training wheels?
Or the what they call the trike, or one with a sidecar on it.
I love sidecars.
And I could ride in the sidecar. Mm-hmm. I could be the balance. You'd never turn over.
There you go.
But and that's tomorrow
and Saturday
yeah. over at
9 till 6 Adams Motorsports. We went to Sam's last night and bought like 100 hot dogs and
ooh,
stuff. So
ooh.
We'll be grilling hot dogs too. It'll be fun.
You don't say that.
Everybody
too
loves them hot dogs.
People be out there checking them out.
Whatever
that's
are.
Right. Yeah, so, well, they taste good, whatever they are.
Exactly.
Well, I love a good hot dog.
Yeah,
I always have.
Weasel meat.
I'll tell you what. Well, there you go. And I'll tell you what I do. As I said. Get a little older, you get a little crotchety.
Sometimes.
Hebrew National. I have gone with the Hebrew National.
Yeah. And they're good.
They're like, what's that they put in those? Meat.
Yeah, real stuff.
I think it's beef.
Beef.
Beef. But
where's the beef?
Well,
in the Hebrew National.
It's not in the Hebrew National.
Yeah, that's where they put it. But those are good. So we splurge on that. They're not very, very expensive.
No.
Of course, you could put Vienna sausage in there, and they just put a lot of chili on top of it.
Yeah. Getting back to conspiracy, you know, Obamacare is going to bring the drug industry, according to what I'm reading here, between $10 and $35 billion additional profits in the next decade. Now, I ask you, if something was supposed to be good for us and was supposed to be cheaper and more economical, and kind of like, you know, what the Democrats like to do, kind of spread it around socialistically.
Oh, always.
Then why on earth is this gigantic profit going to a big pharma who would have never got that kind of money if they had just left it alone?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they had done something differently, like what the Republicans were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants, you know, what they call pre-existing conditions to be covered. But when you make a man who's 80 years old covered for maternity pay for that cost,
it's crazy.
Could be a miracle.
You know, they call it cost sharing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has to be a way to kind of like, you know, carve it out a little bit differently. Like, it's, you know, carve out. Like, if somebody comes to my business, I mean, it's like somebody comes to Terry's business and they're a little bitty kid, you don't put them on a gigantic motorcycle.
We try not to.
I mean, you know, you put them on something that their legs have...
Common sense.
Less is something more bad.
Common sense.
But yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Common sense. Yeah, there was no common sense here. Is it getting back to the annuities that we, you know, advocate for older people?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's no common sense with the doomsday people out there talking, doomsday sayers, saying, you know, they're bad for young folks. And, if you're 10 years old or 15 years old, like the kid that called in the other day. So, you know, they twist things.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
use words.
Everything has a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, if you use it correctly. The annuities have a purpose because if the market goes down and you're older, you don't lose your retirement, but you can still make a lot of money. What's wrong with twisting that story? I mean, why do they twist that? You know, there's a big conspiracy going on. Elizabeth Warren is trying to twist that by utilizing some other things that she wants to say, you know, to make her look good about retirement monies. But when Trump got in there and he deregulated all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
everybody got a better deal. Everybody got better returns. Look at the market. Look at the returns our programs have been making.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had stayed in there, or if they had won and they had got all of that stuff in there that they wanted in there, I think we'd be looking at a disaster right now.
Mm-hmm. And we could
total
be
disaster.
We could be looking one still if things go sideways. But I'm just hoping that they don't.
Yeah, Terry, what do you think about the impeachment and how it was set up? Do you think that it was like a planned thing?
Yes.
You want to comment on how you think?
Well, we've had Pelosi already say they've been planning this since he got elected.
I know.
I mean, they've been planning this before he got elected, I would argue.
Struck mm-hmm. and Page, the memos, you know, like, oh, my God, they're going to elect this guy. And then Strzok says, just calm down. You know, we've got something to take care of that. So they were planning on this from the get-go. What scares me is I wonder why they haven't tried to kill him yet.
Because we were talking about that today.
Because they're getting desperate, folks.
A lot of people have been worried about that. Well, me and my wife were talking about it. We said, well, I sure hope it doesn't happen. What are we going to do if they do that to it? Well,
now,
didn't one of the senators just come out and said they would be surprised if he made it to the election?
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly who that was, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard several of them say they wished he would be assassinated,
right.
I don't know why they're not in jail.
If you had said that about Obama,
you'd be up in the jailhouse.
You would have a van pull up in front of your house.
I want to tell y'all this. I heard this several weeks back, said that Air Force Two, which I believe is the helicopter.
Oh, okay.
I get it right eventually. Yeah. But Marine One lands, and our president gets out, and he's walking across the lawn there and looks up, and here comes this Secret Service guy running at him, screaming at the top of his lungs, and he's going, Mickey Mouse! Mickey Mouse! And he tackles Donald Trump, and a bullet goes over just exactly where he was from a sniper out in the woods. Hmm. And the president gets up and brushes himself off. They got the sniper over there, and he's thanking the young man for saving him. He says, so I'm just curious, why were you yelling Mickey Mouse? I was excited. I was trying to say Donald Duck. let's get back to the show now.
Guys, Chris has like a really good quote that I think that we should talk about Big Farm.
Okay.
Okay, it says charging $50 for a $6 case of water during a hurricane is price gouging, yet charging $700 for a $5 vial of insulin is health care.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's the truth.
But, I mean, a license to steal.
Yeah, there you go. License to steal.
Look at how many, have you ever looked at how many Americans, the medications we take?
Oh, so many.
It's like 75% of Americans take three or more. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten.
Well, right.
Like, I worked at a doctor's office for a hot second, but...
what did you do?
I got fired.
You vacuumed and they kicked you out?
That was it, y'all. Like, the drug reps that come in there are such drug pushers, and, you get incentives and all this crazy stuff.
Yep, send you on trips.
Uh-huh. So why wouldn't doctors prescribe medicine? I mean, that's very unethical, and doctors, definitely know doctors that will not do that whatsoever.
Well,
but
I still think all this stuff we see on TV, especially the diabetic medications, I think we're just a big guinea pig for them. But, Terry, I wanted to ask you a question. This is a straight-up question. Do you think there's a cure for cancer?
Yeah, I know there
is.
And how long do you think it's been around?
Well, I did a report on the show Saturday night where a guy who actually is an orchestra leader who moonlights playing around with sonic stuff, he discovered the right frequency to use sound to destroy cancer cells.
I have heard that. Yeah. I've heard about
68% success, and this is pancreatic, which is, you know, you don't recover from
no,
that.
No,
and it's
not
been
good.
Around for 10 years.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Dr.
Barr from Albuquerque, New Mexico is the one that built this resonator.
Uh-huh.
And like Terry said, this orchestra director, he's got a background in science and music, and he started putting two and two together, and they were killing leukemia cells.
Well, the thing is, if cancer goes away, I'm talking about the bottom's going to drop out. The drug companies will lose their minds.
Oh, but yes.
How long before they come up with something else, like this thing
not
now,
long.
The coronavirus.
Stuff waiting.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe this is a dry run.
Well, you have to understand, and y'all are going to think I'm crazy when I tell you this, but just do some research on it. There is an effort to depopulate, ongoing. It's been ongoing since the end of World War II. Listen to what all these mm-hmm. talking heads have said. They want to kill off 85 to 90% of the population.
Well, yeah. You know, you folks that want to do that, I think it would just be wonderful if you would start, you know, with yourselves.
Well, they never think it's
set an example for the rest of us.
Amen.
Do you know how hospice works?
Yeah. But I mean, you're going to go.
I'm serious. When you go on hospice, mm-hmm. if you get really, really bad off mm-hmm. and you need, like, an IV
mm-hmm.
or something that would hydrate you or whatever, or food or a stomach tube or something,
mm-hmm.
most of the time the answer is no. They'll pop you off, and if you go to the hospital or if your family takes you to the hospital and does something, you know, they take it away from you.
Yeah, it's called comfort care, quote-unquote comfort care.
When you get that to that stage,
uh-huh.
you're intended to go.
Yeah. Dr. Kevorkian?
That's. I'm not laughing at hospice, but I just got to thinking, you know, what would I want to do that would make it, you know, less painful for me if I found out, like, today, after the show, it was my time. I was going to go. You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd go over to somebody's house that I didn't like and die in their yard.
There you go.
And they'd be tied up for weeks. They got a chalk line of me out there in the yard and everything, and that'd just be, that's what I'd do.
You know, when Obamacare started, I kind of put two and two together with what they're calling Morgellons.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it seemed like they were letting this pandemic loose, and then at the same time, they were limiting people's ability to get help.
Right.
For it.
Hmm.
And I still think that may have something, you know, that was the plan, which is yet another reason they got to get Trump out of there, because he's messing this whole thing up. He's the fly in the ointment, and they got to get rid of him.
So basically what we should do is we should just replace everybody in Washington.
But I'm afraid we're about at that point.
But would they be any better? I saw today, I didn't get a chance to fact check it. What do you fact check now with, since Snope has become corrupt? Snopes.
Yourself.
I guess so, because I saw...
Don't trust anybody.
I saw something on Facebook. It said that Trump had a bill he was going to sign for term limits. Have y'all heard that?
Doesn't matter. How's it going to pass? Do you think these people are really going to vote for limiting all the billions they're going to make while they're in office?
Exactly.
That's not
going
to happen.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
It's just...
Going to Washington and being a service to your country has ended.
Yeah.
I know.
They become very wealthy most of the time.
They get mm-hmm. free health care the rest of their lives.
And
they
paid.
It's crazy.
I should run.
I mean,
which is insane.
Maybe we're in the wrong.
I was going to say, I should run. You know, y'all get me in, I'll take care of you.
You know, my daddy told me a long time ago, he said, son, why would somebody spend millions of dollars to occupy an office that purportedly pays back then like it's 100 grand a year?
Uh-huh.
Why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because they make a lot more than 100 grand.
Yeah.
He was right.
There's a lot of briefcases out there that people are buying
and
to put stuff in.
This is the country we live in, folks. This is what we're living in. This is what
it's what we're fighting against.
Exactly. It's more of a fight for survival than anything else.
People better wake up or we're going to lose this country.
You
know it already.
If it wasn't for some of the things that are in the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
I think we'd already be gone.
Oh, for sure.
Did you hear that a messenger showed up at the Congress
mm-hmm.
where they meet, and he had a document for him, and they called in the Secret Service and everything because it was something they had never seen before. Turns out it was a copy of the Constitution, and they were all freaked out and everything. But I should probably become more aware of the Constitution. I think you can actually buy it in book form. It's a tiny book.
You can take a free course online on the Constitution.
Oh, wow.
Because it's...
Hillsdale College does it.
It's
amazing. They want to get rid of, Amendment 2?
Yeah.
Second Amendment.
Second Amendment. You know, they want to get rid of it so that it won't be a problem.
Okay. Well, so we can't protect ourselves.
But the Second Amendment, all that does is it's not giving us the right to bear arms. It's saying that it won't be infringed by the government.
Uh-huh.
We have an inherent right to protect ourselves.
Uh-huh. From
a
government.
Tyrannical government.
Yes,
it's not
exactly.
About hunting. It's the Founding Fathers, what they'd gone through with the king. They knew
mm-hmm.
that there's going to come a time where this country's going to go corrupt.
If y'all that are listening, you know me. You know I'm not right. You know I make jokes and stuff, but I'm deadly serious right now. Okay, you talk about the Second Amendment. That's the first thing. That's what Hitler said. You want to conquer a country, take away their guns.
That's what Hitler did.
Okay, well, look.
You want to stop freedom of speech?
Mm-hmm. We got other amendments. I can't give you the numbers, but what about the one that gave women the right to vote?
Mm-hmm.
What about the one that abolished slavery?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if these people, what if some people get this idea? Well, this is a bad, we need to think about that.
Right.
You know? And,
yeah.
And
so we've never subtracted one, is what you're trying to say.
Well, except for the one with alcohol from
Prohibition.
That was a dumb one anyway. But just think about that, you know, and pretty soon, you know, somebody said the other day, well, you know, might as well just make Donald Trump the king. Well, pretty soon that's going to be what it is. We're going to be like that. We're going to be the serfs out there and having to pay the king to hunt deer in his forest, that kind of stuff. So, you know, people need to stand
well,
up
you know,
and look.
And don't take me wrong
mm-hmm.
in this, but, you know, sometimes more efficiency is less people having to make decisions. And I'm not for us having a king.
Oh, yeah.
But what we need is some good bipartisanship.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that.
No.
Okay. All we have is people at their throats, each, you know, and lying and
uh-huh.
doing. Look at all this waste of money and time.
Oh, yeah.
And fighting over stuff like that. I'm trying to give a message out here about how to protect your retirement. And then you've got all these outside forces that want to destroy it
uh-huh.
just for profit.
Right. And there, think about this, too. There's a guy out there, I think he's from Georgia, and they had this on TV and on the Internet. He's sitting there, and he's saying, so Guam is an island.
Yeah.
And if you get all the people on one end of it, won't it turn over? Now, he's seriously.
Hey,
what in the hell is he doing up there? Don't they need to send him home?
Weren't they asking the Navy that?
He was asking the Navy or something.
Yeah,
well, and I'm sure he was thinking, this guy's funny. And then about 2 minutes later, he said, this guy's a nut.
They should have to take an IQ test.
They should have to take some kind of sobriety test or have you got any sense test. But, you know, stuff like that is just that's the kind of people. And I mean, there's some folks up there that's just, I think Maxine Waters is crazy.
She is crazy.
I think Nancy Pelosi has got bats living in her head.
I think she's got plastic living in her face.
You got that one now. You got that one down. He got one on there. If I could reach you, we'd do the fist bump thing. But, they were talking about it the other day. It's like a lot of these people, and, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. I'm getting a lot older, actually. But you got Nancy Pelosi is close to 80.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Bernie, he's like 150.
Oh,
I don't know. He's like he's a runaway Muppet. And what's his name? Schumer? Well, Schumer's not that
Schumer's
old.
Schumer's a POS.
But what about the Biden? Joe is like 80.
Creepy Joe
but
Biden. Career politicians.
You kind of slow down. And yeah. You kind of, you know, you're not that sharp. Donald Trump, I think he's like 72. But this man, I think he's a robot. Good gracious. You know, he's always
What Donald
moving.
Trump is trying to do
mm-hmm.
is take us to where we need to go. He is a businessman. He
mm-hmm.
sees the bad things. He knows that this regulation needs to be softened.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've talked about this over and over. Look at Canada. They don't have any financial advisors to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Look at England. They don't have any financial advisors to speak of. Look at Elizabeth Warren. She says she's for the little person. But she wants to advocate something that takes everything away from the little person. Because you see, when you read in the paper, it says minimum investment, $500,000. Minimum investment, $250,000. $1 million. Is that a little person?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay. The thing they're advocating is forcing us into that socket, and it doesn't
mm-hmm.
work for the little person. I thought she was for the little person.
No, she's speaking in reverse.
She's making backdoor deals.
Well, I think she's
there. You go.
A little detached from reality.
She's a Luciferian psychopath.
There you go. We've got Tom on the phone.
Hey,
Tom? Tom, you there?
How you guys? Yes, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Good. Great.
Good. One thing I wanted to touch base, I just seen on the news, I don't mean to change the subject or anything, but Nancy Pelosi, for some reason, makes my head shake a little bit, like hers does when she talks. But anyway, now we've got Mississippi just passed the lottery.
Yeah.
And we're surrounded by these states. You got Georgia and Florida. What's at the top?
Tennessee, yeah.
Tennessee. I was wondering if one of you guys knew if they had a lottery.
I don't know.
Yes, they do.
They do.
They do.
Terry says they do.
So we're surrounded, and we got gambling. I mean, I don't understand. Why don't they just go ahead and get it? I'm not saying billions of dollars goes.
Because
to
the lawmakers are all being paid off not to vote for it.
Backdoor deals. Backdoor deals.
The Indians.
That's part of it, because they own the casinos, and it would affect them greatly.
And that's part of that thing, you know, if they will keep everybody else in, give them a monopoly, they want to give us $1 billion.
Yep.
Right.
They want to get gaming.
Exactly.
And that's cards and dice and stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, what's...
They don't have cards and dice.
Not yet.
Well, what's the difference? Yeah. I mean, you're gambling. If you're gambling, you're gambling.
Well, they would get... Their business would go up, because there's a lot of people that... go to play cards, blackjack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean,
and five card draw. I know gambling is gambling.
Yeah,
but you got a lot better chance than them slot machines.
Right.
Yeah, they're programmed.
But it's just a thing that why don't they go ahead and get the lottery, be done with it? But because money is going to those to these other states.
Oh yeah,
we're being pushed into it.
Right. You know, well, there's a new thing now that you could do. Think about it. You could tax people that go get lottery tickets. And have the lottery tax, and they'll be standing there at the state border, and you come driving in, they pull you over. You got anything to declare? You got any fruit? You got any animals? You got any lottery tickets?
Because when I was young, and they opened that, got that, and I had a carpool, and every Sunday I'd go over there to Florida and charge everybody $2.
Oh, yeah.
And get about 50 or 100 of them. And I didn't get caught, but a friend of mine got caught. They took his lottery ticket from
him. Oh, man.
They probably didn't throw them away, though.
That was in the
70s,
though, man.
But I'll tell you what, lottery tickets, going to the casino, and I got to clean this up a little bit. I'll tell you, if I fell in a barrel of lollipops, I would come up sucking my thumb. That's just how lucky I am. So I'm not the gambler. Now, my wife, I can't say it too loud, but I think she likes to go to the casino once in a while. But she knows how to do all that. All I'm good for at the casino is, it sure is a good buffet. That's tasty.
Yeah. And if you're not married, you can go out there because they have the ladies of the night out there. They got hotel rooms that they take you up there.
Well, now, I ain't going to say where I was one night, but they rounded up two, three little ladies, just escorted them out. I don't know what was going on.
As long as they don't smile, because that meth eats their teeth.
Yeah, that's a quick way to see it right there.
I went and talked to a beautiful girl out there one day, and I made her laugh. I said, did you forget your dentures?
So if you put a candle in her mouth, you'd think it was Halloween, huh?
For real.
All right, Tom.
Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, buddy.
And you know, I think that even goes back to as far as, I can't think of that governor, the one that got out of office and moved up to Montana.
Oh, the preacher one?
I don't remember, but you know, they said that he was taking money from the tribes to keep other gambling out.
Oh, I'm sure.
But and you know, I think the lottery would be great for Alabama.
You know, if they want to knock the deficit out, why not do a national lottery and mm-hmm. go to the post office to buy your tickets? I mean, they would generate billions every
idea.
Day. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of things that would help us. You know,
how do we keep our money, David? That's the question.
Yeah.
Well, in retirement accounts, you know, I know how to keep the money.
Uh-huh.
The you know, we have all of these things. You know, you talk about, you know, conspiracies. Why do you think the stock market goes up so fast? There's a lot of things in that thing mm-hmm. that's happening. A lot of people are going to get rich, okay? Now, you know, it's true that if you don't if you try to play the game of jumping out of the market, you're better off staying in the market, you know, because statistically it shows that you're better off staying in there for a long time to keep from losing. The problem is, as you get older and you really, really need the money, say you're 50, 60 years old or older, something disastrous happens, you know, and all those fools try to pull out all their profits and make all the money, and you didn't know when it was going to happen, and maybe they did. You know, somebody's making money off of it.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're left holding the bag because now you paid all your money to them because they made it and you lost it. You see?
Yeah.
So what we'd rather do is put it into safe mode and just gamble the interest.
There you go.
You see, if you got $100,000 and it's making 1.5 or 2% a year, all these indexed annuities do is take that money and magnify it. Last year I had one and magnified it to 12.2%. It took 1.7 and turned it into 12.2, but the $100,000 that was in there couldn't go away because it was just the interest, okay? So essentially we're taking it, turning it into safe mode, okay? We're not taking the extreme risk. It's sort of like a gambler going to, should I say, a safe gambler, going down like your wife died, going in and say, okay, I made $100, I put in $100, I've got $100, I'm going home.
That's when I go home.
So let's go home and keep our retirement.
That's right.
I like it.
And we have got a call on the phone, which would be, you know, a lot different from getting it on the blender.
Okay.
This is from an anonymous young man.
All right.
So, Mr. Anonymous Young Man, are you there?
Yes.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering if there are any foundations that were created that make vaccines that kill the population.
Good Lord, yes.
Well, you know, they make these things that you use in lethal injections. I guess that would be one of those.
You got Merck. You got a bunch of the big companies out there. I don't know that they were specifically created to make bad vaccines, but that's sure where they've morphed into that. You know, I mean, that's been proven that all the heavy metals and stuff, it's sad. You read stories of women who take their children, their infant children there, and they said they see the lights go out in their eyes after they get vaccines. I mean, it's heartbreaking. These kids are autism, God knows what else. It's sad.
What? And, you know, the thing is, to me, a lot of times you hear this, but you hear it from the wrong people. You hear it from some Hollywood person. And, you know, sometimes they can get out on the deep end out there. But if there was somebody had a little bit more, credibility, maybe it would you know, hit home more. But a lot of people say they've done the research and they know.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question, sir?
I heard that Bill Gates wanted to populate the world.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
I saw the thing that...
Yeah, they're active. They're in Africa right now.
Chris sent me something.
Sterilizing women.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of clips out there with Bill Gates and his TED Talk talking about reducing the population. I mean, he's a globalist first and foremost. Evil guy. Very evil.
Did you know that his dad was once the head of Planned Parenthood?
I did not know that.
No, that's interesting.
Thank
I did not know
chip.
That. So the, I didn't know that
the,
one.
The current day Margaret Sanger, I guess you'd say.
So is Bill Gates like a Mr. Burns?
We're going to depopulate the world. Yes.
And get all the money.
Good call, man.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, anonymous young man. Call us anytime.
Yeah, smart anonymous. Yeah.
All right.
So, you know,
anonymous young man.
To depopulate the world, it's kind of sort of like...
That's biblical, man.
It's sort of like, you know, transfer of assets. You know, when you transfer the assets from one social economical group to another, in other words, from the middle class to the rich... I'm afraid that the stock market might be something like that. In other words, right now, it's done something of biblical proportions right now. Mm-hmm. It's never done what it's done right now, okay? And everybody wants to run into this thing. On the tail end of it, if you go back and you look at all of these run-ups that happened before, the crashes that happened afterwards, it kind of is scary to me, and that's the reason why I keep preaching this, beware, you know, I'm not saying for young people to get out of the market, but if anyone older is in there, you know, big time, you might want to think about
Think about what
you're doing.
Okay, yeah, that'd be the thing to do. And call David Ernest at 279-7431.
That's right.
And we've got Kyle on line two. Kyle, are you there, buddy?
I'm here. How are y'all?
Oh, man, we're all good. We took a vote. We're all good.
Hey, I got a question for Mr. David.
Okay.
Are you a financial guy that is set up to where you make money when your clients make money? Because my feeling is anybody else who's set up any other kind of way don't have my best interest at heart. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Absolutely. Well, let me explain this. I'm set up in the way I look at it is that I'm the most economical way anybody could pay for an advisor. They did some studies on the way. In other words, I'm commission driven. Okay. If someone the most, and I'm not knocking these people. Listen, it's just like all kinds of different religions. You can do different things. Okay. But they're trying to kill the commission-driven investment person because they want it to be a level playing field. But the problem is, when you do this, you shift it to the rich.
Imagine that.
You shift everything up because, let me ask you, would you take extreme risk for $50 or $100 a year of value? And you're putting out $200, $300, $400, $500 on that person. Would they be worth fooling with? Plus all your time. The answer is absolutely no. And so that's kind of what they've done for the low end. Okay. That's why you see these minimums. They say $500,000 minimum, $1 million minimum. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't fool with you. Okay. So I am the cheapest thing there is. I'm the most economical way to go. And if you come to me and talk to me, I'll show you how I'm even cheaper than what the statistics show. So hopefully that answers your question.
It does. So being commission driven, then you are only going to put me on things that you know will make you money. And by you making money, I make money too. Is that right?
Well, kind of, sort of, but it's not like that. No one can put you where they, you know, where they. I don't know what that thing is they advertise on the television about that. That's set up a different way. Commission driven is commission driven. You get money when you put somebody in the program, but if you want to keep someone and not lose them, you got to make them money. And the more money, but I do have it fixed where the more money you make, the more money I make too. That has to do with you coming back in and doing more business with me, and there's a mechanism that I have for that that's kind of a little bit unique. But essentially, I'm commission-driven. I'm using fixed indexed annuities for older people. Younger people, you know, we let them use other things. There's things like overfunded life. Everyone needs to use that if they're younger, in addition to maybe using their 401ks. We don't want to entice people out of their 401ks if they're young, you know, because they're getting matching and all that other stuff. You see what I'm saying? So,
sure.
So I'm the safe mode. I'm an asset preservationist is what I am. And I'm cheap.
Well, and to add to that, Kyle, David works for you and not the corporations. David's main focus, he's very client-based, and he focuses on what's tailored to your needs and not his own. It's what's best for you at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
That's true. That's true, because I could make a whole lot more money a lot of the times, and I choose to make less so that they can make more.
Right.
So, that's working the way it should. You know, if everyone did that, we wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
When business people do stuff, they won't repeat business, but they want people to be happy if they're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing.
Right, absolutely.
David really cares about customer service and making sure that you leave and feel more secure with what you're doing with your finances.
But I don't want to say anything bad about other people out there that are doing financial stuff. If they want to do it their way, there's people that are happy with the way they do it. So everyone has, it's like, do you want to force a Baptist to be a Methodist?
No.
Do you want to force a Methodist to be a Catholic?
Yeah, good
luck. You know, it doesn't really work. So each person has a different method to their reasoning. You know, we all want to get to the same place, right? We all want to get to financial retirement heaven, okay, so to speak. But what I do is once you don't backslide on mine, okay? I'm sort of like a Baptist.
There you go.
You know, you can't backslide.
Because if he was a Methodist, he'd have a cover dish.
As long as you don't dance. Don't dance.
Yeah, don't be
no dancing.
Doing no dancing. Kyle's that cover it for you?
That does. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Kyle. Call us up anytime. Kyle's called us before.
Yeah, he has.
And I'm just looking up, noticing we got to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Before we go, thanks to Chris and to Princess Leah and to
Terry
Adams.
Always. Thanks
and you'll be back on Saturday night.
Yes.
Is that right?
6 till 10.
And, of course, David Ernest, real quick, tell us about the dance.
February the 7th.
It's Valentine's for Veterans.
And their friends
and
friends relatives.
And relatives.
We want to make sure that, you know, really, if you think about it, there's probably no one out there that don't have a veteran that they're kin to.
That's right.
So really, that makes you qualify, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Think about that. We just want everyone to come and appreciate the veterans. It is for the veterans, and we're working in association with the Veterans Administration, but we want everyone to come and show their appreciation.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. The 7th, that's next
February.
Next Friday.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's going to be in Tuskegee.
Yes.
That's right.
At the
Tuskegee VA.
2400.
Hospital Road, Tuskegee, Alabama.
There you go. And you'll know why I asked you all these questions when you hear what I'm about to play.
And if you have any questions about financial stuff or about what we just talked about with the VA or anything at all, feel free to call me. 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
Is that 279-7431?
279-7431.
You know, I was working on that today, but it still needs work. Thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll be back. We'll be back Monday night.
Bye, guys.
That's right. Adios.
Right. Have a good weekend.
Here's
David Boy. We're gonna put on our red shoes
and
dance the blues. My feet feel kind of blue. How about you? See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. Don't forget. Dadgummit, I forgot. We'll see you next time on Health and Wealth.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Dance to the song.